We have finally made it to week one of the regular season. This is your host, Tom Earnessy. Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com and presented by Sinbad Sports, our proud sponsor here at DolphinsTalk.com. We welcome the Tennessee Titans to Hard Rock Stadium today at 1 p.m. If you are not going to be in attendance for the game, you can watch the game on Fox. We have Chris Carter as our color commentator for this football game today. Only in the surrounding areas of Nashville, Tennessee, and Kentucky, as well as South Florida, will have this game nationally. If you do not have the NFL ticket, I recommend you get your free week for your free week this week. They always give you a free week to watch the games or get to your local bar and cheer on your Miami Dolphins. We have a lot to cover for Countdown to Kickoff, and one of the first things I want to get into, last season, Dolphins defeated the Tennessee Titans at Hard Rock Stadium. Final score was 16-10. Jay Cutler was our quarterback for that game, and the Titans were without Marcus Mariota. He was replaced by Matt Castle, and Mike and I were in attendance for this game last year, and it was an absolute snooze fest. A lot of punts, a couple turnovers, penalties, and just downright awful football game. But we're looking forward to a big contest here for week one. Week one is very unknown. What could happen is up in the air. Every team has held their cards closer to their chest, particularly our Miami Dolphins, and Adam Gase did not display anything in the preseason to give anything away. So we're going to see this new offense, this new up-tempo style of offense for the Miami Dolphins unleashed tomorrow against the Tennessee Titans in what is to be about a 91-degree kickoff temperature. And being on that field last year for the game in October, the field temperature was about 115 degrees. So it's going to be very, very hot on the field. And we're going to get a little bit more into the up-tempo offense and things to look for in this game. But back to history, the game last year the Dolphins won. They've won two out of the last three games. Go back the year before, the Titans again visited Hard Rock Stadium. At that time, they lost. The Dolphins lost 30-17 to a Marcus Mariota-led team offense. He accounted for four touchdowns in that game, three passes and one rushing. And the Dolphins had some really big plays in that game, unfortunately. They also had too many mistakes and allowed the Titans to come into the stadium and have their way with the Dolphins. I don't expect that to be the case coming into today's game, but let's get into the injury report and what to expect here going into the first game of the season. For the Miami Dolphins, Devontae Parker, as we all know, is ruled out with the finger injury. They do expect him to be back in action by at least week two or three. Of the regular season. They hope to see him on the field in week two. And as much as we pick on Devontae Parker and kind of make fun of the fact that he's just never on the field, he's never healthy, and he hasn't lived up to production, that is a big red zone target. He is a mismatch for most teams. Teams do focus on him, particularly in the red area. So that is it for the Dolphins in regards of players that are out. However, the Tennessee Titans, on the other hand, have some issues, and I'll get to the first one right now. Right tackle Jack Conklin is not playing. He was brought off the PUP list before the regular season, and he is out for this game. He is not ready to go, which is an amazing story in itself. You know, the Titans releasing him off the PUP to put him on the active roster was something that I didn't expect. Not many people do expect that. But here's what's going to happen. So with no Jack Conklin, they're going to roll out veteran Dennis Kelly as the right tackle. He's a veteran in aspect. He's been in the league for a while, but not a veteran in the aspect that he's played a lot and started a lot in this league. And he's got a tall task today in this game with Cameron Wake, Charles Harris, Robert Quinn, Andre Branch, and William Hayes. The Dolphins will get into the points of emphasis and the five things to watch for. The Dolphins really need to expose that. Rashawn Evans, the rookie linebacker they took in the first round, he is also inactive for this football game. He is still nursing his injuries. They were hoping that he would be able to play, but he was very limited in practice this week, and they want to rest their rookie linebacker. He was projected to be the starting right inside linebacker for this team, so they're going to roll out potentially... he was not going to be the starter. I'm sorry. Will Compton's the starter. My depth chart was a little bit off, but Rashawn Evans does play a vital role on this defense, and he is missing the game. And their second round pick, Harold Landry, who they traded up for in the second round, also will not be playing. So they are missing their right inside linebacker and their left outside linebacker, both to look to spell Derek Morgan, Will Compton, and of course Brian Orapko, who's getting up there in age. That is, you know, those are the three big injuries. As well as Kendrick Lewis. He is the backup safety for Kenny Vaccaro, who was picked up in free agency during camp or just before camp. And it looks like Kenny Vaccaro will be playing the entire game. And if many of you saw Kenny Vaccaro play last year, if you did get to see Kenny Vaccaro play last year, was not good in coverage at all in New Orleans, and that defense was pretty stout. He was not good at all in coverage, so there's another matchup the Dolphins would like to exploit. Let's go into the five keys of the game, or five things to watch for in this game. First and foremost, as I mentioned, the Tyler Conklin injury is a big deal. And how does that affect the Tennessee Titans' plans in the passing game? With Marcus Mariota being banged up for the last couple years, Conklin is a big piece of that cog, and to keep Marcus Mariota upright, there's a tall cast for Dennis Kelly. He's got a very tall task to stop Cameron Wake, to stop Robert Quinn, Charles Harris, and all those great defensive ends the Miami Dolphins have. That pass rush is going to be intense, and they are going to try to attack Jack Conklin. There's no doubt about that. But with Conklin being out, that also kind of puts into the favor that they understand that. They understand the Dolphins have a very aggressive pass rush. They do get after the quarterback, and that was on full display in the preseason. They will look to isolate the defensive end on that right side by possibly chipping with Delanie Walker, trying to get a little extra time for Marcus Mariota. So expect the Dolphins to load up on blitzes on that right side to see if Dennis Kelly can handle that and if they are able to get after Marcus Mariota. It's going to be one of the big things to watch for in this game. The second is Mike Gesicki. We all know he had a very quiet preseason. One catch for 10 yards. That was the majority of everything we saw from Mike Gesicki in the preseason. Adam Gase is getting ready to roll him out. They are going to showcase him big time tomorrow, and that was reported by many news outlets that the Dolphins are ready to finally unleash Mike Gesicki and how they're going to deploy him. And I think the biggest deployment that they'll use is an obvious passing downs and inside the red zone. I'm not sure what their plan is for the run game. With Marquise Gray out, who is a phenomenal blocker for this team, and he's out for the season when he went on IR for the torn Achilles. Good luck to Marquise Gray. Hopefully he feels better. They have Durham Smythe, they have A.J. Derby, and they also re-signed Gavin Escobar. I would expect that Smythe will be on the field quite often on those run plays if they're going to run heavy. Well, run to one side, whether it's the left or the right. They want to make sure Durham Smythe is out there. He's basically an additional offensive tackle, but he has hands and he can catch. Look to see that he gets a few looks here and there as well, because Mike Gesicki being showcased, there's got to be somebody else that makes a play at the tight end spot. So Derby and Smythe, look and expect to see a little bit more from each of them. Another thing to watch for is Micah Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick is going to be the slot corner. He is going to start there with McCain on the outside. TJ McDonald will be the free safety next to Rashad Jones. I'm intrigued by this, and I'm sure many of you are as well, how they're going to use Minkah Fitzpatrick in this system. on game day, where, you know, he was predominantly all over the field in the preseason. Do they plan on keeping him in the slot? Do they plan on maybe moving him up to the line of scrimmage in certain run situations? Or is he going to be, you know, sliding back to safety, free safety, and let TJ McDonald, Rashad Jones go into the box to stop the run? There's so many different ways that they can use Micah Fitzpatrick. I think it's going to be very important to see how this is going to play out. But definitely something that we all need to watch. Another big piece is the running game, the linebackers for the Miami Dolphins. How are they going to stop Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis from getting to that second level? We know this has been a problem for the Dolphins for many, many years. This is a big test for this linebacking corps. First game out, Derrick Henry is an absolute bulldog running the football. Very powerful runner. And Deion Lewis is a scat back, can run the football, can catch, and when he's in open field, he can cause some serious problems for a defense. So the Dolphins are definitely going to have to figure out a way to stop the run and force Marcus Mariota to throw the football with this pass rush. That's going to cause a lot of mistakes potentially, but that's got to be the game plan, and something definitely to watch for is the Dolphins linebackers versus the Tennessee Titans ground game. Last but not least, on the five things to watch, the five things to watch is Ryan Tannehill. It is his return. It is his first game in the regular season back since December of 2016 when he went down with the ACL tear. As Mike said earlier in the week on the DolphinsTalk.com daily podcast, if you're there, if you're at the game when the Dolphins introduce the offense and Ryan Tannehill is the last one out, give the guy a, you know, round of applause, cheer him on. He's worked his butt off to be back here as the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. He's looked good in the preseason. Don't boo him right out of the gate. If you like him, you're going to cheer for him. If you don't like him, show the man a little respect and applaud him. If he's not doing well in the game, boo him. You know, you have every right to do that, but please don't call Matt Moore's name. He's not here anymore. That is the five things to watch. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with the keys to victory, daily fantasy talk, and my prediction of today's game against the Tennessee Titans. I will be right back after this.
Hey guys, Randy again. Let me tell you guys about Sinbad Sports. Sinbad Sports is the number one sports memorabilia company in South Florida, and the number one place to go get your Miami Dolphins memorabilia, your Miami Marlins, your Miami Heat, your Hurricanes, your Florida State Seminole, pretty much any type of memorabilia. Sinbad Sports has had the likes of Rashad Jones, Cam Wake, Jarvis Landry, and more in autograph signings within just the past year alone. So when in South Florida area, visit Sinbad Sports at 2164 South University Drive, Davie, Florida. Tell them it's DolphinsTalk.com.
We are back. Let's get into the keys to victory for today's game against the Tennessee Titans. Number one, the up-tempo offense. It has to be effective tomorrow. We cannot have an example of the 2016 beginning of the regular season when the offense tempo was quick-paced, but the offense did nothing with the football to establish dominance in this game tomorrow. The Dolphins have to drive the football down the field very fast, put points up on the board each time they have the football if possible, and get the Tennessee Titans completely winded and gassed by the fourth quarter, so then you can take away their ability, A, to run the football, and B, the Dolphins can then go into a clock game where they can control it and try to ice the game out and hopefully get a victory. That's number one. Number two is stopping the run. Stopping the run. The Dolphins in the preseason were atrocious. They were worse than the NFL. 32 out of 32 when it comes to stopping the run. They've got Derrick Henry to contend with, as well as Deion Lewis. That is a tall, tall task to try and stop those guys. So the Dolphins really need to step their game up, stop the run, establish yourselves as run stuffers to force Marcus Mariota into difficult situations where he is forced to throw the football, where the defensive ends can then get after the quarterback and get some turnovers. That is going to be a key element for victory in this game today. Last but not least, and the keys to victory is going to be, you guessed it, the offensive line. They have to be effective. They have to win the battle in the trenches against the 3-4 front. They have to win those battles each and every play. Keep Ryan Tannehill clean. Keep that pocket clean. Allow him to dissect the defense and move the football. Get the sticks moving and put points up early and often. That has been the Achilles heel for the Miami Dolphins for years, is the offensive line. And part of the reason why they cannot put points up early is because they give up bad play after bad play, negative play after negative play, and it forces the issue on offense. You got to be manageable in third downs to be able to move the sticks. And that, my friends, is the three keys to victory in this game today against the Tennessee Titans. Let's get into some daily fantasy talk, shall we? I'd love to round out the show with some daily fantasy talk. Who to play? This is a lot easier than the preseason, to be honest with you, because preseason was definitely a tough go for me when I was giving you some players. But let me give you one guy you must absolutely start, and I'll give you a Miami Dolphin to play in this game. If you feel like you would like to have a Miami Dolphin in your lineup, I'll give you a Dolphin to use. My absolute must start in fantasy this week for daily fantasy is Christian McCaffrey. I play on DraftKings. Christian McCaffrey is worth $6,400. I have him in my flex spot. I think he will have a huge game against Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys just, to me, do not have the defense they'll be able to contend. And with daily fantasy being a PPR league, Christian McCaffrey is going to at least get 5 catches in this game. And I would say he could amass anywhere between 125 and 150 total yards of offense and a touchdown. If you are looking to play a Miami Dolphin, the Dolphin that really kind of stood out to me is Mike Gesicki, because not many people will draft him in daily fantasy, but I believe, based on the reports that are coming out of Miami, Gesicki for $2,900 on DraftKings is actually a really sneaky play. And if you get a touchdown out of a guy that's $2,900, you're bound to kind of win some money. So that is the daily fantasy players to use this week. Last, my prediction on the game. I posted on Twitter predictions for the 2018 season. I have the Dolphins finishing 9-7 for game one against the Tennessee Titans. I have this as a win. I believe they will come out, establish dominance on offense, stop the ground game in the first half, and be able to put up some points to force the Titans into passing situations more than not. I believe the final score is the Dolphins will win 21-17 to bring the record, of course, to 1-0 in an all-important first game at home at Hard Rock Stadium. The Dolphins need to get off to a great start. The middle to the end of their schedule is absolutely brutal. These first four games are very winnable games outside the New England game, but that could still be winnable. Look at the Patriots and their issues, and we'll dive into that as we get to week four. But I believe the Dolphins will win 21-17. That will do it for Countdown to Kickoff. This is Tom Ernesty. You can follow me on Twitter at TErnesty13. Of course, visit our website, DolphinsTalk.com. And if you still haven't had the opportunity, join the Athletic. Athletic is doing some great things in South Florida if you are in the Miami area. Even if you're not, you can get all special articles from beat writers that have either worked for the team or started working for the team through the Athletic. So if you're the fan of the Cleveland Indians, if you're a fan of the Boston Celtics, Philadelphia 76ers, the New York Knicks, the Los Angeles Rams, whoever you're a fan of. You can get all detailed information and special articles for a very low price of $2.99 a month. Click the link on our website. The Athletic link is there on dolphinstalk.com. Click that. You'll be able to get that article. It's not very much. You're looking at a cup of coffee for an entire month if you go to Dunkin' Donuts. But if you're in the Northeast, it's usually Tim Hortons as well if you're close to Canada. But $2.99, you can sacrifice one cup of coffee to get great inside information from Chris Perkins and Orlando Elzagari, who is a friend of our podcast here at Dolphins Talk. Please go sign up. Enjoy The Athletic. They have some great stuff out there. We'd always, always, always like to thank all of our friends on Facebook as well as Instagram. You guys do a great job rebroadcasting our podcast and getting all of our articles out there. We really appreciate all of you doing your part in spreading our opinions and news articles and podcasts on your platforms. Thank you again. We really appreciate it. I am out. Be sure to listen to the post-game show featuring Mike and myself. We'll be talking the Dolphins and Titans game after the game wraps up. Be sure to listen into that. I am out again. Thank you again. Fins up. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to Countdown to Kickoff. Tom Ernesty, brought to you by Sinbad Sports and DolphinsTalk.com. Enjoy the game and fins up.